2UW, new U2Do.
And all that. Yeah, tell me, judging by the reception and the reports we got from Melbourne, the concert in there was pretty wild. Is that what you like to...
Actually, it was pretty wild. That was, if a word, if I were looking for a word to come springing from my lips of describing the concert, wild would just churn forth.
Did you have any idea at all before you arrived in Australia this is the sort of reception that you received once you got here? Did you have any indication
at all?
I don't want to
seem too conceited, but I have actually had pretty much this sort of thing before.
Yeah, but you
England
didn't
England and America.
Yeah.
I expected it. I would have been disappointed if I didn't have it.
Yeah.
Honestly enough.
Do you find that the kids here, are they a bit younger than what normally come to your concerts, or about the same?
Younger, yes, younger.
Yeah, yeah.
Although in Melbourne we had a concert where the second show had a lot of older folks.
Yeah.
I guess being as how it's here, it's like 12 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
In the States, you know, 16, 15 and 16, the kids get to come without their mums and dads, but they have to have their mums and dads come here because the mums won't let them come without. So with a lot of mums in the audience and young mums and aunties and older sisters and so on, I guess a lot of mixed, heavily mixed crowd.
Yeah, and you sort of put on the show, which is a little different than normal. Like we heard reports, you know, you've got a little movie thing going up on stage above you as you...
I don't know whether we're going to have it here.
Not you?
Apparently there's a little difficulty in doing that in the round, you know, we're going to be in the center.
Yeah.
But yes, we did have, and maybe we will have slides and light shows and projection things over the screen. It detracts a little from the guys that are on the stage, but they're on the screen too, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, it's beautiful. If we've got a whole stack of people out in the street, what about if we just come out and you can...
Why don't we go have a listen to the kids and see what happens when they come out here. So that's it. That's for me, 2UW people. All you listeners of 2UW, do you get you kids have transit? No.
I don't think they'd hear you down there anyway.
No, they don't.
Have
yeah, some of them, we've been at radio stations where the kids have had trannies on listening to us down in the street, and we've gone like, okay, now scream, and they go, wow! And okay, shut up, and they go, oh, there's somebody down there, eh? Can you hear me on your... Who's got a tranny? There's a tranny in the orange shirt. You got a tranny, right? No, she doesn't. She's just waving her hand. Oh, look, there's one. Hello. How that little tranny's going? Oh, well, it's nice to see you, kids. Talk to you all later.
That's fabulous, Peter.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks very much for coming down and talking to us.
It's a good idea to come in about now because after about 35 seconds of me, they start to chant, "We want Davy," and it's always time to get out of town. So, Davy being the glamour monkey, as you may have heard.
Well,
and also the shortest.
Well, I believe you grew that beard to hide your good looks, Davy.
Oh, well, I don't know about hide.
No.
I don't know. I've never thought that beards did anything but change, you know. It's just they hide good looks. Well, a beard has a look of its own, you know.
That's right. Very distinctive, Peter, I might say.
It looks more distinctive on stage because I make it up.
Thanks very much, Peter, for coming down, and we'll hear more from the monkeys a little later on.